as players take their spots on the floor. See, Swinton's going to do honors for the Glacier Bears. Yates for the Panthers. Goes back to the Bears, and loose ball picked up by the Panthers.
McCluskey controls the ball in the backcourt. Moves forward. Top of the key, looks right to Hansen. Takes a shot. Down to the baseline to Yorvan. One dribble in, takes the shot up, and no good off the right side of the rim.
Swinton pulls it down for the Bears. A little pressure in the backcourt off to Stegen. Stegen runs across half court. Breaks far side, looking for an outlet covered by Barlow. Swinton, or Larson, comes and helps out, grabs the ball, comes near side, keeps her dribble screen set by Swinton, nothing doing there, turns around, back up, top the key, then goes free throw line, turns around, ball gets kicked away by Barlow, loose ball, Stegen picks it up, rolls it across the floor, hoping Gross would grab it, it rolls out of bounds, and that's going to be called out of bounds off the Panthers, so...
I missed that.
I did, too. It's a nice break for the Bears. Here comes Gross. Takes the inbounds. Goes far side down to Swinton. Nice cut below. And a five-foot jumper. No good. Got tipped.
I think it was tipped. Came up short to Yorvan with the rebound. D8 down court. Soft sets up. Looks to McCluskey on the three-point arc. Hansen over to Yates on the wing. Now dribbles in. Triple team. Trying to get rid of the ball. Back top the key over to McCluskey on the right-hand wing. Shots up. No good. Rims out.
Swinton is going to try to get a hand on that. Knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be off the Bears.
Stay with the Panthers.
Nope. And it is called
off the Panthers.
Off the Panthers.
Bears will control.
Glacier Bear ball is Swinton inbounds to Stegen. Brings it across half court. Comes near side. Elbows Panthers. And the Swinton pulls up for a 12-footer off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Panthers.
As Yates controls the ball, grabs the rebound, looking up court, keeps the dribble now on the near side to Hansen. Wide open three, no good. Dribbles in, back out to McCluskey, over to Yates. Back to Hansen, top of the key. Double team, back to Yates to the right-hand wing. Dribbles in, shot up, no good.
Loose ball, rebound. Swinton picks it up. She's going to hustle out. She's got numbers. Left side going to the hoop strong, up and over. No good, rebound Panthers.
McCluskey now double team in the backcourt, gets off to Yates. Haynes will fall back as Yates hustles the ball up court. Down to Alicia Barlow near the baseline. Shots up and good. A little five-footer. And Alicia Barlow gets the Craig Panthers on the board.
And that breaks the ice. 5:54 remaining. It's two zip Panthers as Swinton is going to get hacked in the backcourt by Barlow. And Bears will keep possession of that. And it'll be Bears inbounds to Gross. Swinton from the far corner. Now drives inside the paint, nothing, cross pass.
Nice. Defense by Barlow, knocked the ball away, recovered the loose ball. She goes up for the layup, and good. Drove three-quarters length of the court and put it in.
Swinton coming across half court, a little pressure in the backcourt, gets across the 10-second line, fires a three off the back of the rim, no good. Gross pulls it down. She's going to go inside, up and tipped away. Loose ball Panthers.
McCluskey brings the ball up court, leading. Most of her team pulls up short just inside the three-point line. Up, shot up, no good. Air ball. Gets saved by Yorvan into the hands of Yates. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound.
Swinton will pull this one down for the Bears and dribble out of traffic. Looks like she's favoring a leg, John. Just somehow, some way. She just looks a little, not as quite herself as last night.
Who's that?
Swinton with the ball. Shot's no good. Out of bounds. It's just like she's just not taking a full stride or something.
You're right.
And it'll be Panthers inbounds. I haven't seen her smile once either.
Not yet. Hansen brings ball up, throws the pass down into the key, trying to reach Vaughn. Vaughn can't get it. Goes out of bounds at the baseline. So
nice break
turnover
for the Bears. We'll take that turnover and see what they can do with it here. Swinton will inbound to Stegen. Far side. Picks up a dribble. Goes to Gross. Pass taken away.
Knocks the ball away. Takes control. Going to go up the layup. And good.
Classy on the bus.
Makes it 6-0, Craig Panthers.
4:27 in the first period. Larson coming across, tied up. Got a fall down. And a timeout called, a late timeout called, as she was losing the ball, control of the ball. Coach Brittenham makes a smart call to call timeout.
Double teamed right in front of the Haynes bench. And, yeah, at the last second, or fraction of a second, Haynes secured the timeout. Keep possession.
So Bears will hang on to this ball when they come out of timeout with the scores. Craig Panthers 6, teams. Glacier Bears 0 with 4:21 remaining to play in the first period here. Glacier Bears not really taking a whole lot of shots, not really having opportunity yet to do so.
Not yet. Gross probably had the best look so far when she got the ball in the key. You know, she is comfortable with the dribble when she gets the ball inside, unlike a lot of taller players, so it's impressive to watch her move the ball around with a little bit of confidence.
She does a great job, and she'll find that hoop here as Swinton will inbound this ball to Gross at midcourt. She puts the ball on the floor, goes left side, far side, ball gets tipped away, and Stegen picks it up for the Bears. She's got daylight, goes inside, free throw line, bounce pass out to Wing. Wing takes a shot, fired, no good, rebound Panthers.
As they bring the ball to court, Hansen coming up quick, finds Yates on the wing. Yates dribbling in, call for the travel.
Oh, bummer.
She doesn't contest it, so she knew she did it.
Yep.
Referee was right there to pick it up.
So Panthers not helping themselves, but gives another break to the Bears here to see if they can break the ice here. 6-0 still, as Swinton will inbound this ball for the Bears to Gross. Gross, high point up top, gets stuffed by McCloskey there. Now dishes it to Larson. They go inside. Swinton underneath on the right side. She goes baseline, gets hacked. And that'll be the
second team foul on the Panthers. I think they're going to give it to Yates. Yeah,
called
Marie
on
Yates.
Yates.
Called.
And Glacier Bears will keep the ball underneath their basket. Stegen's going to inbound this to Swinton. Swinton drives inside the paint, up and over. Shot's no good. Rebound, Panthers.
The Cussie controls another rebound. Passes off to Yates. Runs the ball up court. Just inside the three-point line now. Back to the top of the key to Hansen. Takes right. Looks right. Looks left. Still has the ball. Hasn't used her dribble yet. Now she's calling the play. Dribbles to the right. Backs up. Now.
Oh, taken away from Larson. Steps in front of that pass. And she's going to lose the ball at midcourt. Yates takes it right back.
She passes deep down to Dior Vaughn. Vaughn takes an extra step. Didn't get called. Puts the shot up and good.
Nice layup by Vaughn underneath the left side on the basket. Makes it 8-0 Panthers as Swinton comes across half court for the Glacier Bears. And Stegen comes and takes the handoff, comes right side, near side, bounce pass down low to Swinton. There's Swinton with a 12-footer, just misses, backside of the rim, out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball with 2:56 remaining to play in the first period. 8-0, Panthers up.
They try to build a double-digit lead here. Aspen Hansen and McCluskey coming up. Met now, just over half court. McCluskey on the far right, far side wing. Ball overhead now. She dribbles to the right toward the baseline.
And they're going to call Gross on that elbow, giving her a shove as she breaks around her with the ball. That's going to be Gross's first foul and the team's first foul. And we got some subs coming in for the Glacier Bears.
15 and 31.
That's Cowart and Krager come in. And Gross takes a seat.
That's a on the inbound play, a foul call on number 23. And the clock buzzer went off as well. I'm not sure what that was about.
Okay.
And Vaughn makes her first free throw attempt up and good. Makes the score 9-0 here. First quarter, 2 minutes, 43 seconds left. Vaughn takes her second shot. And good again. The 2 in a row for Dior Vaughn. Pressure in the backcourt against the Glacier Bears.
Stegen's going to bring this
up. A lot of
up.
Contact, no foul, but ball goes out of bounds. Off the Panthers. Haynes will retain it. More pressure.
Stegen inbounds to Swinton. Pressure on in the backcourt. Full court press as Swinton dribbles out of traffic. Just across half court. She's going to get blocked by Yates, and a foul's going to be called on the Panthers. Number 13, Yates.
Yates' second foul. Still here in the first quarter.
Third team foul. 2 for the Glacier Bears. It's went inbounds to Cowart. Cowart puts the ball on the floor. Top of the key over to Stegen on the near side. Now it's passed down low. Gets taken away by Yates. Saw that coming.
Oh, yeah. A mile away. She leads everybody on the court now. Tries to get the layup. Mishandles the ball. Managed to get it back to the Vaughn. Vaughn up and misses everything.
Rebound. Swinton brings it down. Pulls it out of traffic across half court. She's to the free throw line. Bounce pass. And a foul called.
And there's a lot of contact on the floor, so the refs are watching closely now as McCloskey gets called with the foul, her first.
And that'll keep the ball
foul.
With the Glacier Bears underneath their basket. Oh, from the far side over here, Stegan inbounds to Cowart. Cowart comes up top, hands it off to Krager. Krager over to Stegan. Stegan from the free throw line looking for a pass by Swinton. The Carter, she goes baseline, left side, and again, foul called on Panthers.
This time on Aspen Hanson. No, correction. Foul on Marie Yates, her third foul. So Yates in foul trouble early in this game. That's a drawback for Craig as they rely on her heavily for ball handling and scoring.
Stegan bounce passes inbounds to Krager. And Cowart puts this one, lays it up and in, breaks the ice.
Craig will take a timeout. They'll get a substitute in off the bench for Yates.
And that bucket breaks the ice, makes it 10-2. And Panthers up with a minute 53 remaining.
Mackey will check in for Yates. As Hanson gives flamboyant direction to his players. So Yates will sit down for quite some time, I'm guessing. We'll see what Coach Hanson chooses to do, but I expect Kevin won't see her until the second period at least. They'll need her leadership later in the game. As Craig now inbounds after the basket, Hanson, Aspen Hanson bringing the ball up, calling the play just over half court. Screen now by Vaughn as Hanson takes the three-point attempt. Good. Nothing but bottom of the net for Aspen Hanson. Nice shot.
Nice shot by Hanson there.
More pressure in the backcourt.
13-2 as Krager with the ball gets, Larson with the ball gets tied up, hands it off to Cowart. Cowart gives it to Stegan from the far side. Stewart on the floor. Bounce pass underneath. Nice layup there by, that's number 30. Well, that's not Stewart either. I'm not sure who made that basket. That was 20, Larson.
20, yeah.
Sorry.
So Hanson off to Barlow now, top of the key, looking inside. Passes by McCluskey inside the three-point line. Now dribbles outside, turns around. Back to Hanson, top of the key. Hanson just a dribble to the right, pick up her dribble, looking at her cutting Vaughn.
Nice
underneath
pass.
The basket, good pass.
Shot's no good. Larson
the board.
On the rebound for the Bears, pulls it out, dribbles out of traffic, over to Stegan, comes across half court, goes far side, left side after a screen by Cowart. Looks for the pick and roll there. She gets it from the corner of the free throw line. Shot's no good, just off the rim. Loose ball picked up. Nice save by the Haynes Glacier Bears, and a shot put back, 10-footer by Cowart misses. And Stegan saves this one, keeps it in play to Cowart, over to Stewart, who's going to double dribble with the basketball and turn it over to the Panthers with 27 seconds on the clock in the first period. 13-4 the score. Panthers up.
As Burnham checks in for the first time, replacing Barlow for the Craig Panthers. And Hanson will bring the ball up court. Maybe run out the clock, 24 seconds left. She calls a play. Traps to your right to Vaughn. Vaughn takes right. Wanted to go left, but drug a foot. Called for the travel. So with 19 and a half seconds left, Haynes will take possession.
Nice break for the Bears again. See what they can do here with the last closing seconds as Stegan brings it across half court. Fires a three. And they give her a two. Nice long ball by Stegan.
Craig now leading by 7 points. Hanson brings the ball up. Looking right, looking left. Now dribbles to the right, past the defender. Going to go for the shot up and off the backboard. Nice move by Aspen Hanson.
Nice big open lane given to her there. Stegan's going to try to reciprocate here with final seconds of the first period. Gives it to Stewart as time expires on the first period. It's going to be the Craig Lady Panthers 15, the Haynes Glacier Bears 6.